This is Gulf Coast Live Arts Edition. I'm Mike Kinnairy. Thanks for joining us. The Southwest Florida-based arts organization Love Your Rebellion will hold its first annual Zine Fest on October 19th to celebrate the grand opening of its zine library at Nene's House in Fort Myers. Love Your Rebellion is a nonprofit that works broadly to empower marginalized groups through the arts, including live music performances, visual art showcases, educational outreach, and much more. The new zine library will serve as a space to house a permanent collection of small circulation, self-published writing, and art books, including editions of Love Your Rebellion's own zine. October's festival celebration will include zines and art for purchase, as well as food vendors, readings, and live music. In preparation to open the zine library, Love Your Rebellion is currently accepting submissions for a mural contest to have visual artists decorate the interior walls of the library ahead of the grand opening. The submission period for the mural contest remains open through September 1st. Joining me in studio is the founder, president, and treasurer of Love Your Rebellion, Angela Page. She's an accomplished songwriter, vocalist, and guitar player. She's also a tireless fundraiser, activist, and writer. Angela officially released her first book of poetry called Speaking with My Second Mouth earlier this year. She earned her Master of Fine Arts degree in creative writing from Goddard College. She also co-hosts the Tough Thursdays Artist Showcase along with fellow local artist Frankie O'Ryan at Nice Guys Pizza in Cape Coral. Angela Page, welcome back to Gulf Coast Live.
Hi, thanks for having me.
And in the interest of full disclosure, WGCU's regular Arts Edition host John Davis is stepping away from today's show to avoid any conflict of interest, as he is a board member of Love Your Rebellion. We do invite listeners to weigh in on our conversation and engage with fellow listeners on Facebook. We're at WGCU Public Media. On Twitter, we're at WGCU using the hashtag GCL. So for starters, I told John Davis before the show that I've said the word zine now more times today than in my entire life so far. So tell us, what is a zine?
Well, first, I want to say that I hope that that happens to everyone in Southwest Florida, that they end up saying zine more from this point on.
And it's Z-I-N-E for the uninitiated.
Yeah, so think about the word magazine. Just take the front part off of it, zine. And so really, it's a DIY and direct publishing method for artists and writers. Instead of going through even self-publishing means or through mass publishers, they're able to reproduce their own works and reserve their own rights and receive full commission for their work. So it's basically direct publishing, DIY publishing, that kind of thing.
And the idea would you would make an original and then have copies of it? So
yes.
It's like a multi-issue edition kind
yeah.
of thing?
So some people will do it in a really low-budget way where they use like photocopies, just a basic, you know, photocopier to get their stuff out there. Other people will, you know, maybe do something more intermediary, you know, and then other people will go to actual printers like we have with our last zine and get a zine printed. So, but it's all through the artist or the writer themselves, you know. The people who make it are the ones that see the benefit. You cut out the middleman completely, even in self-publishing, because yeah, sure, you cut out the publisher, but you don't cut out the distributor when it comes to self-publishing. They always take a commission, and I can tell you that because I've done it.
Right.
So it's really about just, you know, owning your own work, you know, forevermore and getting all of the commission and rights to that work. I mean, really, that's it.
So. Gotcha. And then zines go back. There's sort of super early examples of zines deeper into history, but they sort of became their modern version in the 60s
yes.
and thereafter. Is that accurate?
Yeah. So even if FGCU had an exhibition, the Digital Archival Department did a exhibition on zines in January of 2017, I believe, that LYR was a part of. And they had zines going back all the way from the 60s and 70s. So a lot of them started as like fringe ways for marginalized authors and artists to be able to get their work out. Because as we know, you know, all these worlds are boys clubs. They favor, you know, certain people, and others don't get their voice heard. So they went through this process of just saying, well, you know, forget all that. We're going to do it ourselves. And so that's kind of how it took its modern form. I would say in the 90s is when you really saw the like super underground 80s and 90s. A lot of the music scenes, punk and hardcore scenes, were making their own zines. And of course, famously, the Riot Girls, you know, Kathleen Hanna, et cetera, really are kind of like galvanized the modern zine, you know.
I think we had one of the Riot Girls on this show a couple
yes,
months ago.
Yes, it was the Gorilla Girls.
Oh, the Gorilla
yes,
Girls.
Yes, who I'm also familiar with, and they also have a role in that as well. They're from the 70s. I was familiar with them, feminist artists, and so very cool.
Hmm. So Love Your Rebellion has its own zine, so
yes.
Tell us about it.
So I started making that zine by myself as the very baseline photocopy zine way back in like 2011. I sold them like on Etsy and that kind of thing and did like direct sales, distributor, zine fest, whatever, that kind of thing. I was lucky enough to meet a team of girls who wanted to work with me in 2015 on I think it was the fifth issue. And we threw a release party and then we just started making them over and over. So since 2015, my production editor, Michelle Carraway, has been working on the zines with me. And then we picked up another person 2 years back, 1 year back, Annie Pritchard. And the most recent edition is an elevated version. So we've kind of scaled them from this photocopy, simple, low-budget thing to like an intermediary, more high-gloss color, stuff like that. And now we are doing a full magazine size, so, you know, a 17 by 11 spread, you know.
Okay, so they're not necessarily smaller than normal magazines.
They can
for some reason, that's what I was picturing.
Right, so they can be teeny tiny, like I was on Fox 4 and I showed people how to make this one-page zine that you fold down. And you can make this tiny little thing all the way to, you know, almost like a newspaper size, like a Village Voice size, you know, like a local paper size. So really interesting the way that people produce them is all different. That's also what makes them so unique is that the way that they make them itself is a work of art, like the care they put into binding or to even working on a digital level, you know, even if you're still working in Photoshop or InDesign or whatever it is, it's still – they're so all so unique and – just they themselves
and it's primarily
art.
Visual art with words adorning it. It's a little bit of both. It could
it can be
anything.
Anything
it is.
Yeah. So like they range in content and style and theme. I mean that's why I like them so much because I love books. I love publishing. Like as you said, I have my degree in writing from Goddard and I just have always – that's always been a place that I thought true freedom rested, the written word. You know, you can be free there in some ways that you can't maybe in the spoken word or even in music. And so zines are a true representation of that, the true freedom and the power of the word distributed, you know. So
One of the things Love Your Rebellion has been focusing on is broadening recently outreach to younger audiences, teenagers. Is there something about zines that resonates with teenagers?
So I think that kids really need a way to harness their emotions. You know, teenagers go through a lot of developmental stages through their teen years and their lives can be complicated and frustrating and they can feel misunderstood and all these things and maybe not have an outlet. You know, playing an instrument or something like that requires money. You have to be able to have the instrument or the access to learning those things. Writing can feel daunting. Maybe you don't consider yourself an artist. But if you think to yourself, I can take my feelings or whatever I have inside me and build something just out of a sheet of paper with like a pencil, I think it's very good for them to learn that they can express themselves in the smallest ways and it can make a large impact. So I think there is an art therapy element to zine making. That's is how it feels to me. As someone who made zines as a way to find my place in the world and also give other people their voice by accepting submissions and putting them out there, it's shown me that there is healing through making these pieces of art. And I think that teens would love to see, it might resonate with them in a deeper way even to connect with something like that. So we are offering a zine workshop through the Lee County Library in September.
Okay. And you're also – you're seeking submissions of artwork and words for a zine that's based on the concept of Choose Your Own Adventure. Is that
yes.
right?
Yes. That's correct. So right now me and Michelle and Annie are working on the Choose Your Own Adventure. That'll be out – it's issue 12 of the Love Your Rebellion zine and it'll be out on October 19th at the Fort Myers Zine Fest and grand opening of the Zine Library. And the concept really comes from the fact that every person is on their own journey. We all choose our own adventure. I mean, obviously there's limitations to that, just like there are in those Choose Your Own Adventure books. You only have so many paths and options to take, but they're all worth exploring. So we're trying to create – I don't want to give too much away, but we're trying to create something through the zine itself that emulates a Choose Your Own Adventure, but more graphic, more interactive, more involved with art and writing. So we've transitioned in issue 11 to including exercises and activities. Last issue was empowerment, so we had activities for that. And so this issue is about the journey of self, Choose Your Own Adventure. So all the activities are going to center around that concept.
And if I remember correctly, the deadline for that is September 23rd?
Correct. And we are accepting visual art and writing, and all of the guidelines and the submission form can be found on the Love Your Rebellion website.
All right. Ahead of Love Your Rebellion Zine Fest in Fort Myers coming up in October, we're talking with the Arts Nonprofits founder, Angela Page. Listeners can join our live conversation today. Phone lines are open at 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. Or you can engage with us on Facebook at WGCU Public Media and on Twitter at WGCU using the hashtag GCL. So tell us about this Zine Fest. What's it going to be about?
So zine fests are popular all over, I would say, the United States. I think they're popular in other places in the world as well. I've been to a lot of them, and they're really just a collective of zine makers, artists, and artisans that come together for a vendor event. So, like I said, a lot of the culture surrounding zines is DIY. So you create a vendor market specifically that allows them to showcase and sell their work. So that's going to happen at Nini's House on October 19th. We'll also have DJ sets, live DJ sets, also some live hip hop sets. And we'll also have food vendors and the unveiling of the Zine Library murals, as well as the grand opening of the Zine Library itself. So it's going to be quite a lot going on, plus zine reading. So some of the people who are there selling their work are going to also read from their zines. So it's going to be crazy.
Talk about the mural contest. Contest, is that a way to put
it? Yeah, it is. It's definitely a contest. We're accepting submissions for three of the four walls in the Zine Library. We need to keep one wall for how we're going to set up the library itself. And artists are invited to submit. It's free to enter. And Nini, who is our sponsor, Nini's House, will be providing materials for each mural up to $100. So the artist does not have to use their own materials. They will be able to be purchased for them. And really, we just want something that is beautiful, inspiring, authentic, something that comes from the heart. I mean, if you want to create something that's related to reading or libraries or zines or anything like that, that's cool, but it's not necessary. We just want artists to come with their best work and speak from their heart. And we're going to have a committee that's made up of a few Love Your Rebellion board members, as well as some other folks from the community. And we'll look at those blindly and choose the ones that we think will really be gracefully gorgeous on the walls there.
What are you asking people to submit? Do you want a smaller sort of mock-up? Do you want it just described? Just, you know, get a little bit more into the details of what people will submit.
People will submit a sketch. So we're not asking you to, you know, completely draw it out. We would like to maybe see a little bit of color if possible to know what the layout of that would be like. But just, you know, a basic design, the sketch that you can upload through your submission on the Love Your Rebellion website. So you can find the submission guidelines and form, again, on loveyourrebellion.org. So you'll be able to submit there.
Tell us a little bit about Nini's House.
Sure.
I had never heard of it. I looked it up on Google Maps. I live less than a mile away, and so it's kind of a surprise to me.
Yeah. Well, the owner, Janine Vanko, she purchased that space a little less than a year ago. They had their grand opening, and it went through a couple of phases. At first, she did a little bit of retail, but now she's moving into events because she has a very large open backyard that's really cool. She's put in some centralized pavers inside of it, and it's a peace sign, so it's called Peace Plaza back there, which is really neat. We connected through an event that I did. She came, and she liked it, and we started talking, and she said, how can we work together? I pitched the zine library, and it went from there. She was like, I think I've been making those and didn't know what they were, which was like my favorite comment ever from someone. Like, I was making zines, and I had no idea. And I was like, yeah, that's awesome. Like, it's just so funny. So, yeah. So that place is very cool. It's, you know, it's supposed to be a cultural and art emporium. For that neighborhood, which is very much underserved in a lot of ways.
Absolutely. And just for the listeners, it's if you leave downtown Fort Myers on Palm Beach Boulevard, you go about a mile and a little bit further. It's on Marsh Avenue just off to the left.
Yeah, there. It would be called the East Palm neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's take a step back and talk a little bit more broadly about Love Your Rebellion.
Sure.
Just describe it for our listeners who may not have heard of it before.
So Love Your Rebellion is a 501c3 that empowers marginalized groups through the arts. And we do that in two ways, exposure and payment. There's really no way about that. I think one of the best ways to empower artists is to show them that their work is valued in the ways that we value work as a society, which in some ways is through payment. You can't always give exposure and no payment. So we try to do a mix of both.
Can't pay the rent with exposure.
Exactly. So we try to do a mix of both. And we do it through our zine. As I mentioned, we publish artists and writers from marginalized groups primarily. And the same thing with our live music events like Babe Fest, which is our flagship event, and some of the other things we do, Rock for Equality, which we'll be doing again this year, and Punk Brunch, which will happen again this year. So yeah, and we also work in the Tampa and St. Pete area and host several events up there, which are growing and growing by the week and month.
You're becoming regional.
Yeah, it's actually great. I'm hoping to – it's one always been one of my goals is to try to connect us, Fort Myers, Southwest Florida, to the Tampa-St. Pete area because they just have so many resources and they've come so far in the last decade. And it's I think it's kind of important for where we are now.
Absolutely.
To take a look at where they
are
now.
You have to remember that, they weren't there 20 years ago.
That's what I mean. Yeah. You know, you just – from where we are now, there's a potential to turn into potentially something like that. And if we can make some sister city connections, there is the more potential for that. So that's part of the ways in which – Love Your Rebellion is trying to serve our community as well.
What's the Singer-Songwriter Sunday Brunch?
Oh, well, that's a new event that we are going to be hosting again this year. We're going to do three in the series in this coming season. It's at Remedies Parlor, and it features two singer-songwriters from the Southwest Florida and beyond community. I'm digging into regional in this go-round that tell the stories of their songs. It's like a songwriter's round. And we also have a pop-up food vendor that comes to Remedies so people enjoy.
Where is Remedies?
Remedies Parlor is in Gardner's Park. It's part of that little
barely
explosion.
East of downtown.
Like Thompson almost to Second, I think it is. Yeah. So it's a really beautiful place. If you've never been there, it's gorgeous. It's the backyard is lush and they've done such an amazing job. Tanya and Anthony have done such an amazing job. But that is the one of our events that we do in our series, season events. So, yeah.
What is Sonic Masquerade?
Oh, man. If I really have to be honest, that is probably my favorite thing that we do. You can tell just by the look on my face. No one
the
can see my face right now.
If
there's like a glow that comes over me. That is a fundraiser around Halloween. This year it's going to be on October 26th where local musicians pick a favorite artist or band, and they cover an entire set from that particular artist or band. So this is the third year we've done it.
Okay.
Last year, I always do it, so I always take part. The side project's called Mystic Spiral, which if that's a Daria reference for anyone who doesn't know that. Last year we did Nirvana. The year before that we did Nine Inch Nails, and I'll announce it now. This year we'll be doing the Deftones.
Oh.
So, and then I have other artists from the Southwest Florida community who are also participating that will be doing other cover sets. And it's all to raise funds for Love Your Rebellion to be able to keep us doing what we do in the community. It's at Nice Guys Pizza this year again. It's so fun.
You mentioned it earlier, but tell us about Rock for Equality.
Rock for Equality is I like to call it a party with a purpose. I stole that from A Different World, the TV show. I'm just going to be honest about that. But anyhow, that's just an event where we like to bring the whole community together and do a multi-genre showcase. Usually it's a dueling venue, multi-genre showcase, and we're keeping that theme this year again. That will be Friday, November 8th. And this year we're going to be doing it in Cape Coral. So we usually are in Fort Myers for that, but we're bringing it to Cape Coral because Cape Coral is popping right now. And we'll have a lot of different artists. We're bringing some artists from out of town. And that's one of the events that I will also be taking to St. Pete, Tampa this year. So the following day we'll be doing another one with a whole different lineup in St. Pete and Tampa, kind of how I do Babe Fest. So
when you were studying writing back in college, did you ever envision a time when you would be so engaged in advocacy and, frankly, event planning? It sounds like you are constantly setting them up and knocking them down.
Well, thank you for that. I would like to say that. The event planning, not so much, you know. There is a theatrical element to that, I will say, and I was in theater forever.
Okay.
So
I can see
the correlation.
You're putting on a show. Yeah, you see that.
I can see the correlation there. And also, as you know, because the Three Song Stories episode we did, you kind of went into my background. I have a very musical history.
Yeah,
and so
yeah.
Music is a part of my heritage, my blood, just my life source. So that actually does make sense to me, the music part of it. And the zine making too, because I was always on publishing and editorial staffs in my graduate and undergraduate program.
Yeah,
so
like the student paper,
yeah,
or whatever.
And I was a teacher for years. So I like am bringing in all the threads, it seems like, and weaving this brand new tapestry, I guess that you could say, with all the things that I've done, all the experience I've garnered, education, what have you. Just putting it all together to create this thing that I really think is my soul, which is Love Your Rebellion.
Do you have any other ways that you see it maybe branching out in the coming years that just haven't made it to your schedule yet?
Yes. So right now I'm involved in a wonderful cohort of entrepreneurs that have been brought together by an organization called Second Muse and the Southwest Florida Community Foundation. And their goal is to help us in the next 6 months, these entrepreneurs, reach a goal that we have. And so one of my goals is to potentially open a Love Your Rebellion venue.
All right.
And so we'll see in the coming years how that goes. But I would love to have my own space where I can put all of these things that I do in one place and grow from there. Just keep making more, building more, doing more for us, for everyone.
All right. We are basically out of time, but we got a question from Twitter real quick. How can people get involved with Love Your Rebellion?
Oh, wow. That's really nice. All you have to do is go to our website, send us a little message, tell us how you'd like to be involved. We have a contact form. It goes straight to my email. You'll get an email directly back from me. I'd be happy to have you.
All right. That is all the time we have for today's show. I want to thank my guest, Angela Page, is the an author, poet, musician, activist, educator, and founder and president of the Southwest Florida-based arts nonprofit Love Your Rebellion. Angela, thanks for taking time to be with us again.
Thank you so much, Mike.
The group is accepting artist submissions for its mural contest through September 1st and will hold the grand opening celebration of its zine library at Nene's House in East Fort Myers on October 19th. For more information on that contest, the Zine Fest, and anything else about the organization and its mission, visit loveyourrebellion.org. If you missed any of today's show, you can always hear episodes in their entirety on our website, gulfcoastlive.org, or you can subscribe to our podcast feed, wherever you get your podcasts. Our show today was produced by John Davis and myself. Our director is Richard Chin Kui. Our social media coordinator is Tara Callaghan. Gulf Coast Live is made possible through the generous support of the Elizabeth B. McGraw Foundation. For now, thanks for listening. I'm Mike Kenirie. This is WGCU-FM, Fort Myers 90.1, WMKO Marco Island 91.7 FM, NPR for Southwest Florida.